Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump late Thursday told the Justice Department to seek the release of all pertinent grand jury testimony in the sex trafficking case against Jeffrey Epstein as he tried to tamp down growing political outcry over his administration's handling of the case files. That for the Washington Post. They report Trump's announcement came minutes after he pledged to sue the Wall Street Journal over its Thursday evening report, which said that he contributed a drawing of a naked woman to Epstein's 50th birthday album in 2003. The letter concluded with "Happy birthday and may every day be another wonderful secret." That's according to the Journal. Public education advocates are sounding alarms about the upcoming school year because the federal government is holding up about $60 million in funds for Nevada schools.
The Trump administration says it's freezing the money to make sure it aligns with administration priorities. The grants support after-school programs, help for English language learners, and more. Jerome Pena, with the group Make the Road Nevada, says those programs make a big difference for low-income families like hers.
I know what these programs did for me. I know how many kids depend on them to learn and to dream bigger. And to see Governor Lombardo stay silent in support of these Trump policies, it's not just frustrating, it's shameful.
The administration has given no timeline on releasing the funds, which total about $6.8 billion nationally. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And Virginia leaders and business owners are redefining what car freedom means today.
Delegate Michael Fagans, a Virginia Beach Democrat, connects the dots from his military service with energy policy. He argues that electric vehicles reduce national security risks tied to oil dependence.
Every year, the United States spends billions of dollars of taxpayer money to protect oil infrastructure and transit routes overseas. This diverts resources from critical strategic priorities and puts American service members in harm's way. Our reliance on the volatile global markets makes us vulnerable to these actions, and that's why I'm here today.
Fagans, a 20-year Air Force veteran, argues EVs leverage America's domestic energy, noting electricity prices rose just 4% in 2022 versus a 52% spike in gas prices. However, this contrasts with Governor Glenn Youngkin's energy plan that emphasizes fuel choice and grid stability concerns. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Next to Nashville, where the annual John Lewis Way March returns tomorrow, marking 5 years since the civil rights icon's passing, former state senator Brenda Gilmore says the event pays tribute to Lewis's legacy and Nashville's pivotal role in the civil rights movement.
We are particularly focusing in on voter rights, voter education, voter empowerment, and also speaking out with our brothers and sisters in the immigrant community.
This year's event is part of a national wave of 1,600 protests opposing Trump-era policies honoring Lewis by mobilizing voters and challenging laws that organizers say threaten democracy. This is Public News Service. A federal judge is now weighing whether to block Mississippi's House Bill 1193, a law critics say stifles free speech in schools by banning so-called divisive concepts.
The American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit claims the law's vague language leaves educators and students unsure what they can discuss. Joshua Tom with the ACLU of Mississippi says the law's broad restrictions threaten foundational lessons.
It would prohibit vast swaths of any number of subjects in public schools from being taught. How can you teach about the civil rights movement if you can't increase awareness about race? How can you teach about the women's suffrage movement if you can't increase awareness about gender?
The ACLU is representing several education advocacy groups and students who are seeking a preliminary injunction. The lawsuit cites immediate impacts, including canceled student-led events and teacher self-censorship, as schools await the court's decision. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is asking the public to weigh in on a federal EPA proposal to curb methane emissions from oil and gas sites.
Methane is a greenhouse gas over 80 times more powerful than carbon dioxide and is thought to be a driver of climate change. Barbara Jarmoska, former head of the Responsible Decarbonization Alliance, says the EPA plan is built on Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act efforts. Its federal funding has been cut, but people can still review the plan and share their feedback during the public comment period. She notes the EPA proposal would decrease pollution, improve air quality, and create jobs.
My testimony was about climate change, the dire need to curb methane. Pennsylvania is the second largest gas producing state in America, and we release thousands of cubic feet of fugitive methane annually.
She says leaking methane is often accompanied by other volatile organic compounds that pose serious health risks. The public comment period ends July 30th. Danielle Smith reporting.
Finally, a cleaner environment through less waste is the goal of a new state organization, the Indiana Composting Council.
Council President Gowri Samaradaran explains compost starts with decomposed organic matter from food waste and grass clippings to shredded paper. When combined with air and water, these items break down into nutrient-rich soil, which minimizes plant diseases. She says it benefits the climate, too.
Organic waste is the majority of the waste that emits greenhouse gas.
Indiana has 15 recycling centers. I'm Terry D. reporting.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for your NDU Week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.